friends. How are you today? My name is Lily. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic, Halo War Ohm Reach. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
This event ran about 20 to 30 years before the Reach event. It is fun and has a good replay value. You can collect skulls for local skirmish games. Like the previous version of Halo, you will fight the classic villains Flood and Covenant, facing roles such as Captain Keyes and Master Chief. In the original Halo trilogy, you will play the Master Chief, the only Spartan warrior you can see, making you an absolute force of nature on the battlefield. Not only can you lead the Spartans in battle, but you can also lead the Marines, troops, and ODST vehicles, which makes it one of the most dynamic games in the series. Halo Wars was also one of the first real-time strategy games to use a gamepad successfully. There was also standard PvP matchmaking and was one of the best in the Halo series. You would control the Master Chief for about half of the game, but spend the other half as an elite, Covenant warrior known as the Arbiter. Halo Wars is a prequel to Halo Reach, so the action takes place long before the Master Chief actually became the Master Chief. Halo Wars, which takes place well before the events of other games, follows a ship called the Spirit of Fire, captured in its battle with the Covenant. Fight the Alliance on short missions using your weapons and grenades to hunt them down, and while it features one of Halo 4's most prominent characters, it doesn't do anything interesting with the series lore or gameplay. Most other games don't make this sense, and Halo 3 is an obvious exception as some of them take place on Earth. But in Reach, we got a whole game trying to save the planet but failing. Pearl Harbor, for example, didn't weaken the US Army much, but Reach was the opposite, and Pearl Harbor was the beginning of the war, and Reach's fall was almost the end. The fall of the Reach was arguably the largest battle of the Human Covenant War that took place in the Epsilon Eridani system, in orbit and on the land of the Reach, mankind's largest military stronghold. The Fall of Reach. This set of cards contains three unique cards that are not based on the level of the Reach activity. Reach was the last Bungie's Halo game. Subsequent games were overseen by Microsoft subsidiary 343 Industries. Since this game was released about 4 years ago, it seems like the right time for a new Halo Wars game. An unannounced new Project Halo is in development, but it does not appear to be a Halo Wars game. There are many fans of Halo real-time strategy derivatives. The series may still exist in the future, but as of now, 343 Industries has confirmed that it will not develop a new Halo Wars game. But now that the Master Chief Collection is complete, the last piece of the puzzle, Halo 4, will be released on November 17, some fans wonder if 343 can now focus on Halo Wars 2. In the past, we have noticed that the editorial team is completely focused on MCC, and we have no plans to return to Halo Wars 2. It continued to improve as 343 updates were released in 2017, adding new content and cross-platform support, but ended later this year and in a 2019 response to a petition calling for Halo Wars support to be restored. 343 claimed that it just isn't. T is possible. Hoggins noted that this approach made Reach a red-hot and breathtaking crescendo over decades of work, but it is also unlikely to attract non-Halo fans. However, Richard had a mission that involved air combat over the atmospheres of the planets. Halo was known for its incredible campaign and multiplayer game that follows the intergalactic war between humanity and the alien alliance known as the Pact. The game takes place in 2552, when humanity is involved in a war with an alien alliance. Players control Noble Six, a member of an elite squad of super soldiers, when the human world known as the Reach comes under attack from the Covenant. The Covenant are the main villains of Halo. The Forerunners faded into the background until Halo 4 and their bizarre religious order began years before they clashed with humans and the United Nations Space Command. Finally, Halo Wars 2 introduces the Exiled, a group of Covenants who formed a divided cell against a religious organization during the war against the humans. While Halo 2 gives the Alliance more depth, Shadows of Reach uses a similar trick with Banished. Another thing that Shadows of Reach explores is the Warchief's connection to humanity, which is one of the best narrative material in the book. This gives us an idea of what we can
see in Halo Infinite in terms of its stats. Shadows of Reach also tells us a lot about Warlord Icharim, who was introduced to us in the Halo Infinite demo, shown in July 2020, and who is likely to become the main antagonist of the game. As for the Master Chief, Shadows of Reach sets the stage for one of the most interesting character stories with him in Halo Infinite, the true successor to the path he began in Halo 4.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Lily and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.